Welcome to Lekutei Sichas Shir Chelek Yud Bereishis Sicha Aleph. If you're just joining Project Lekutei Sichas, welcome aboard. This is the perfect Sicha to begin with, because in it the Rebbe talks about how the first Rashi al Torah is a foundation for all of Rashi. It's the Haschala and it's the opening Rashi, which provides a perspective for Rashi's entire view of Torah. And similarly, we can say that this sicha is a foundational sicha for the entire Lekutei Sichas. First of all, it deals with the first Rashi, as I said, which itself is the most oft-quoted Rashi by the Rebbe. Number two is that it lays out an incredible amount of foundations. Number one, the rule of Rashi's stated purpose is to explain Pshutei Shel Mikra. Rashi, in this week's Parsha in Bereishis itself, he says that clearly twice, and he alludes to it an additional three times. This principle is one that the Rebbe applies to almost every sicha in every Rashi sicha, that Rashi's stated purpose is to explain the Pshutei Shel Mikra, which means the basic understanding of the text, which is the way that it's supposed to be learned by one who is just approaching Mikra, and that's the Ben Chamesh LeMikra, the five-year-old who just begins learning, and to how he understands the Chumash, that's what Rashi is here to help him, or to help understand it on that level, on the very, very basic text level. Number two, the Rebbe explains a rule that at the same time there is in Rashi deeper ideas and there is the Yena Shel Torah. The Rebbe talks about the idea that the beginning of a teaching is, and the beginning of all matters contains a foundation for the rest of the matter. Here we're going to talk about the idea that the entire Avodah is to do Ratzon Hashem and not necessarily what makes sense in Seichel. We're going to talk about what Eretz Yisrael signifies, Baruch Nias, the message, famous message of the Rabbi Machda Eretz Yisrael, make here Eretz Yisrael, what that means. We're going to talk about the Rebbe's famous approach to the sin of the Miraglim. And ultimately, the message of our Sicha is a exploration of what Dira B'Tachtonim is all about, what the Kavanah Sabriya is all about, why Hashem created the physical world, why Hashem created it all together. All in this one Sicha. Let's get right into it. So like I said, we begin here with what the stated purpose of Rashi is and what Rashi contains. And here's an interesting tidbit. The first paragraph of this Sicha, which is the first paragraph of the volumes Yud through Yud Dalet, the Hebrew set of Lekutei Sichas that run through that particular series, is the same paragraph in Hebrew as the first paragraph in the Chelek Hey through Tes Yiddish series. So just to give you an understanding of how foundational the Sikh is, we actually have a restatement of the foundational paragraph of the Hey through Tes series begins right here in this Yud through Yud Dalet series. And this, what is this foundational statement? It is as to the nature of Rashi itself. What's the nature of Rashi? So there are three levels. A, like we said, number one, is the stated purpose of Rashi is to explain the Pshutei Shel Mikra, the simple reading of the text. That's why he is here. That's what he tells us himself. Like we said twice in this parsha, clearly three times he alludes to it and elsewhere throughout the Torah. At the same time, we have the Shalah in the 17th century. He writes about how one should approach learning Torah. And he writes that we should use a lot of time, and it is appropriate to delve into Rashi. And he cites like the Mizrahi, who, one of the super commentators on Rashi, who explains the Rashi and delves into the Rashi and brings out that in the Rashi, in addition to what seems like a very basic commentary, there are, in his words, in Yonim Muflaim, there are amazing concepts in Rashi, amazing halachic concepts, amazing concepts and novel ideas to Torah that can be extrapolated from the Rashi. And this Shalah is, again, oft quoted by the Rebbe, there is the inyanim mufloim. There is the deep, the wondrous ideas in Rashi that are there with once we delve into it. And then we have a third level, or an even deeper level of Rashi. And here, this comes originally from the Alter Rebbe, but again, the Rebbe applies this in an incredible manner. The Alter Rebbe, and it's quoted in Hayoim Yoim of Chof Tes Shvat, says the Alter Rebbe, Hatamol Gezakt, he once said, Pirush Rashi of Chumash is Yena Shel Torah. Rashi's explanation on Chumash is the wine of Torah. Poseach Halev, it opens up the heart, Umegala, and it reveals love and fear, Ava V'yira, Atmis, the essential love and fear. Now notice, the Hayoim Yoim says, Alter Rebbe Hatamol Gezakt once said, the Rebbe took this idea that this quote of the Alter Rebbe that Rashi is the wine of Torah, and that the Alter Rebbe said it opens up like wine, it opens up the emotions of Ava and Yira. And the Rebbe said, like wine, which brings out the soid, brings out the secret. Gemara tells us when wine enters, the secrets come out. So the Rashi al Torah brings out as well the side of Torah, the secrets of Torah, and the Rashi also has a message, a hayra, to each and every one of us. So here, the foundational paragraph here, like I said, with the same paragraph in Chelek Hey in Yiddish and here in Hebrew, is the three dimensions of Rashi. Pshutei Shel Mikra, Inyanim Uflaim, wondrous ideas, and then the fact that there is the soid, the secret of Torah, that's brought out in Rashi. Now, the Rebbe says, if every Rashi has a soid, has the secrets of Torah that it brings out, so the very first Rashi, which unlike other commentaries that have introductions to their work, Rashi made no introduction, did not write an introduction, and therefore the first Rashi serves as the very opening and kind of the forward to all of Rashi, must contain a message, or a foundational message for the entire Torah. And here we're talking about on the soil level, where this Rashi is, as I said, it's the most oft-quoted Rashi by the Rebbe, and it's been discussed many times on halachic levels, on Pshut Yishal Mikra levels. Here the Rebbe discusses it on the soid level, and it has to have a message that's relevant for all of Torah and for the foundational service of Hashem. What is the Rashi? Well, let's learn it together. You've probably learned it many times, but let's learn it. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says, Rabbi Yitzchak, Loi ha yitzarech la'asas ha-toyra, elo me'achoydesh ezel lachem. Rabbi Yitzchak said, seemingly the Torah should have only started from HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem in Parshas Boy, when the Yidden are instructed to set the Jewish calendar. Why? Shehi mitzvah rishayna, because that is the first mitzvah. And seemingly, the Torah is here to instruct us on the mitzvahs. Shenitzlav v'yisoh, that's the first mitzvah Yidden were instructed. Uma tam pasach b'bereishis. So why does the Torah begin with bereishis? And Rashi answers, I'll tell you why. Mishum, because koyach maisov higid li'amri, losis lohem nachalas goyim. This is a quote from Tehillim. It's a quote from Tehillim. Koyach ma'isav higid la'amri, that Hashem told the power of his work, he related to his people, Yidden. He told them about the power of the creation of the world. Why did he do so? Lasi slem nachlas goyim, in order to give us the inheritance of goyim. Why? What's she'im yemru umaseil misafor? If the nations of the world will say to the Yidden, listen atem, you are thieves, shekivash temes arts of goyim, you conquered the land of the seven nations. So Hamerun Lemsi Yidden will respond, whoa, wait a second. Call Adat Shalakaj Baruchli. The entire land is David's land. Who but of an asanalash Yashabainov? David created the land, and he gave it to who was fitting to him. Biritzainai Naslahem, Hashem gave it to them with his will, he gave them the land. Uberitzainai, and willfully, Natlameyam Hashem took the land from them, Unasnalanu, and he gave it to us. All right, this is the Rashi. Now, what's the Yena Shel Torah of Rashi? So, on a very basic level, the Rebbe says the message is obvious. The message is, don't be perturbed, don't be disturbed by what the goyim are going to say, right? and don't be disturbed by anything that gets in the way of Torah mitzvahs. So in this particular case, look at this. The goyim are not coming to the Yidden with forcefully trying to stop them. What are they doing is they're coming and they're bringing a social justice issue. And they're saying that morally and ethically, and it's inappropriate for you to take the land of the Shiva Umos. And the Yidden respond, and they say, wait a second. The land belongs to the Eibishter. And we are dealing with Ratzon Hashem. The Eibishter took it from them with his desire, and he gave it to us. And this is what the Eibishter wants. And we are not bound, and we're not tied down to what logic dictates and what human intellect tells us is moral and ethical. This is the Eibishter decides. And we are here, we're doing Ratzon Hashem. That's our answer. In other words, we're not to be nispol, not to be nisrashim, not to be affected, not to be perturbed by, not to be troubled by any of the things that stop us from doing Torah mitzvahs. Uniquely, complaints that we're being immoral, unethical, and what we're doing doesn't make sense. So long, because we are when we're fulfilling Torah mitzvahs, we are doing Ratzon Hashem. This is a very, very general message, foundational message from the general message of Rashi. However, the Rebbe says there must be also a more specific message, and when we read into Rashi specifically. Now, what do we have in this Rashi? The key is this Rashi kind of builds on this pasuk from Tehillim. Koyach ma'isef higid le'amai. Hashem gave the power, he related the power of his creation to his people in order to give them lasis lem nachos goyim, in order to give them the inheritance of the goyim. So here we have a specific message from this pasuk, because Rashi kind of revolves around this pasuk. What's the message? And the Rebbe asks, look at the pasuk for a moment. Koyach ma'isov higid li'amai. Hashem, the strength of his actions, of his work, he told his people. What did he say? He told us about his work. He told us that he created the world. Strength of his actions. What is being added by this koyach ma'isov higid li'amai? And also, what's the expression higid li'amai, which means he related to his people? Omar li'amai, he told his people. Siper li'amai. So we have here the koyach ma'isov, the strength of his work that he related to his people in order to give them nachalas goyim. So, what's the message? What's the big idea? Well, we're talking here about conquering Eretz Yisrael. That's the goal. Los Islam Nachal is going. Hashem wants us to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, the whole Torah begins with Bereishis, in order that we conquer Eretz Yisrael. What is Eretz Yisrael on a spiritual level? Spiritually, the Torah tells us clearly that this land is Eretz, it's a land, asher einei Hashem elekecha bo, the eyes of Hashem are on this land. From the beginning of the year to the end of the year, the eyes of Hashem are constantly on Eretz Yisrael, meaning that the Hashkocha ha'elyoina, Hashem's divine providence, is more apparent in Eretz Yisrael. And even in the very physical aspects of Eretz Yisrael, It's the land, but in the land we can feel and we can sense the divine providence over there more than anywhere else. And in addition to that, since Hashem's eyes are there, so it must be that there's no evil over there, because Hashem cannot look at evil. So naturally, there's no evil there. Of course, we have Bechira. You can introduce evil there. But Hashem, it says, Tohoire Nai Meir Oispera. It says, Hashem is of pure eyes, incapable of seeing evil. Hashem, Hashem doesn't look at evil. So if he's looking, that means there's no evil there. So we have a space where the divine providence is more felt. a place of complete holiness, even in the very physical matter in the land itself. That's what Eretz Yisrael symbolizes. The land, the space, the physical world as it feels and it's most in touch with its divine providence. What is the avoida of Eretz Yisrael? When is a Jew in the service of Hashem, in that state of Eretz Yisrael, when he is always in touch with the divine, when he's detached from Ra? And like the word Eretz Yisrael itself, the word Eretz means a land, but it's explained that it's called Eretz because it rotzes up, because the land wanted to do the work of its creator. So when a Jew is in the land, in the state of wanting to do the divine will, he is in the Eretz Yisrael. The word Yisrael, of course, is the acronym for Yesh Shishim Ribui Oisis LaTorah, 600,000 letters in the Torah. This is the Eretz Yisrael state, is the state of desire to do Hashem's will, the complete connection to Torah, which of course explains and illuminates all of the mitzvahs. So when the Jew is in the mode of doing Torah mitzvahs, so the Torah mitzvah state, the state of doing the divine will, the place of attachment to Hashem's providence, even in the very physical aspects of life, this is the Eretz Yisrael and the avoid of Eretz Yisrael. However, we're not born in Eretz Yisrael. We have to conquer Eretz Yisrael physically. Hashem, at the beginning of creation, Eretz Yisrael actually belonged to the sons of Shem, to the descendants of Shem, from who the Yidden come. But it was taken from them, was conquered from them in the times of Avram. The Canaanim, the Canaanites, the sons of Canaan, took Eretz Yisrael from the Bnei Shem. And then the Yidden, the descendants of Shem, had to come back, and they had to reconquer Eretz Yisrael. So, too, in the spiritual service, like in the physical service, we have to press forward, we have to conquer Eretz Yisrael, we have to take back Eretz Yisrael. So, too, in the spiritual Eretz Yisrael, it's something that we have to take, press forward, and we have to take back and take for ourselves. Now, what is this conquering of Eretz Yisrael? So here, the Rebbe tells us that it's not just doing Torah mitzvahs. Doing Torah mitzvahs, that's Eretz Yisrael. You're in Eretz Yisrael. When you do Torah mitzvahs, you're in the space of Kedusha. Conquering Eretz Yisrael means transforming, making Eretz Yisrael. Is when we expand, when we press forward beyond just the fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs to actually doing all that we do, l'shem shemayim, when we eat, we do so to have strength for Torah mitzvahs, we sleep for the strength of Torah mitzvahs. And even more, when we do b'chol d'rachecha da'eyu, when we get to know Hashem and we seek to know Hashem through all of our ways, whatever we're doing as part of the act of knowing Hashem. So, this now, expanding beyond just the holy experience, this is the Eretz Yisrael conquest. Taking the physical experience and physical dimensions of life, where we don't feel the holiness, where that sense of providence and attachment to the divine is not felt, and making that Eretz Yisrael, bringing divine attachment over there. That's Kibush Eretz Yisrael. In the words of Hasidus, is Habcha transforming the physical and making it part of the spiritual service. Is Habcha. That's Kibush Eretz Yisrael. And not only do we conquer Eretz Yisrael through serving Hashem, in order, and eating and sleeping and doing our physical matters in order to serve Hashem. But we actually steal time from our eating and from our sleeping, and we steal time for Kedusha. We conquer time, we take away, we eat a little less, we sleep a little less, we do a little less in order to learn Torah, in order to fulfill mitzvahs. And this conquest of Eretz Yisrael includes even kind of and up to conquering the physical matters and making them Eretz Yisrael. Taking from the physical and making it spiritual. Making the physical spiritual and conquering. Taking that which is even declared the physical. You have to eat. You have to sleep. No. Chapalai. Shave a little time. Learn Torah instead. Eat and sleep in order to serve Hashem. But even further, the Rebbe is saying, steal a little of that time as well and totally transform it into Kedusha. And this is the Avodah of a Yid. So here, again, one of the foundational teachings of the Rebbe, the story that the Tzemach Tzedek told a Chassid, Mach do Eretz Yisrael. The Chassid wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, and the Tzemach Tzedek said, make Eretz Yisrael here, Mach do Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbe takes this into and he says it's a pisgum, this is a teaching of Rabbeinu Nisienu B'mayna L'shailas Kama. This is an approach and a teaching of our Rabbein plural in response to many people's questions. They wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. So the Rabbeim would answer, Mach do Eretz Yisrael. Make here Eretz Yisrael. And here the Rebbe shares with us a new dimension. It doesn't just mean, okay, be holy over here. Do Torah mitzvahs over here. Have spiritual experiences here. What it actually means is Mach do. Make it here, in other words, make this place, may actually conquer the place, transform this space, make it here. In other words, don't just live it here, tap into it here, feel the energy here. Make this place, conquer this place. Do the mitzvah of kibush haaretz, conquer the land. Make Eretz Yisrael here. Make your physical experiences and the physical aspects of life, make them holy. Bring about the holy revelation into them. Make them holy. Make Eretz Yisrael here. So it's not just a kind of a response of, well, live like you're in Eretz Yisrael. No, it's an instruction. Make Eretz Yisrael here. That's what your purpose in life is. To conquer Eretz Yisrael. To bring Kedusha into the physical matters and to transform them in a way of ishapcha. So just to talk it out for a moment, in other words, what we're talking about here is not just living the way a Yid is supposed to live. You do Torah mitzvahs and you stay healthy and you have a good, you know, physically, you're okay. Spiritually, you're okay. What we're saying is that we have an instruction to actually transform our spiritual our physical experiences into spiritual experiences, and to actually eat and to steal from the time a little bit, to cut into the time, to redefine the nature. This is the real deed of a tachtoinim. In other words, to reveal the nature of Hashem and the revelation of Hashem in the physical matter itself. Not just to live spiritually in a physical world, but to redefine the physical world and make the entire world a spiritual world. By channeling all of our energy, by redefining all of our experiences and all that we have to engage with to live in this world, by actually taking some of that time. That's the kibush Eretz Yisrael that we're told, machto Eretz Yisrael. It's something that we, as you know, have learned about so many times. We have to just appreciate the novelty of this idea that we're talking about transforming the physical world, not just thriving in it, but actually making it divine. And here, when we talk about this, so besides the Goyim's problems and protests to this service. The Yid himself asks questions. As a matter of fact, the Meraglim, who were Ba'isa Shok Shedim, when Moshe first sent them, they were rather people of great stature. Yet, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, and they come back with their report, and they say, no, we can't conquer Eretz Yisrael. As a matter of fact, even Kaviyachol de Baal HaBayis, the master himself, Eina Yachol Lohitzi Kelev, cannot take out his vessels from there. In other words, we can't tamper with the physical world. We can't change its nature. And here, the Jew comes with a very Jewish question, a perspective that's laid out over here from Torah itself. So first he says, wait a second, isn't there a mitzvah? V'nishmarte mo'oid l'navshei seichem, you have to guard your life. What about that mitzvah? Isn't there halacha in the Rambam? Heyois haguf bari v'sholem, that the body has to be healthy, full to serve Hashem. The Baal Shem Tov, he quotes the Baal Shem Tov. He asks in his question, the Jew asks, he says, doesn't the Baal Shem Tov tell us that we shouldn't fight with our bodies? Azoyv tazevimi, we should work with our bodies. The Magid of Mizrich tells us that a small hole in the body creates a gaping hole in the soul. And we have to. So in other words, where is this idea of make it spiritual, steal some of its time, redefine its experience? He says, wait, the physical world has an incredible amount of respect from Halacha, from Chassidus, from the Baal Shem Tov, from the Magid, from the Rambam. And the Yid goes on to ask, and he says, not only that, but isn't this was Hashem's plan. Hashem wanted there should be a physical world. So don't we have to respect that? We have to. This is the Hashem made this nature, and the Eibush's nature is that He wants that there should be nature. And as a matter of fact, we know that Hashem doesn't like to intervene. So in other words, the Yid says even HaKadosh Baruch Himself, he doesn't change the rules. He's not going to go in and change the rules. So why are we trying to make it spiritual, infuse spirituality into it? Respect it for being physical. That's what Hashem created. He created a physical world. And the Meraglim come, and they say, this is not the right avodah. We have to respect the physical world. Where should we serve Hashem? Where should our service of the divine be? In the desert. What's the desert symbolize? The desert symbolizes a place where lo yoshav adam sham. Where there's no yeshuva shalaylam, where human needs aren't taken care of, when we're not dealing with what the human needs are, we're not dealing with health, we're not dealing with parnasa. In that other space, that's the spiritual dimension of life, and that's where we are free to tap into spirituality, to practice Yiddishkeit, to make it holy. But when we're in the land, when we're dealing with our survival, when we're dealing with health, those rules need to be respected. We shouldn't try to redefine their purpose. This is the Yid's question. This is the Meraglim's question. They, in other words, The spiritual avodas Hashem aspect of life is outside of the survival aspect of life. And the survival aspect of life, we have to play by the rules of survival. play by the rules. And this was their mistake, of course. Because there is no two dimensions. Spiritual, physical dimension. Physical rules that Hashem wants respect. There's one dimension. Koyach, that's the Koyach Maisav. The idea that the whole purpose of creation is in order to channel the energy and to bring out, to take all the physical matters and make it spiritual, to make it a Dira B'Tachtayna. In other words, the whole reason that there is a physical world is that in order that it could become infused with the godly energy, with the Dira B'Tachtayna energy. Everything is created for the Yid, for Torah. And therefore, they're all Kalim for Kedusha. And specifically through channeling and making it holy through the Machto Eretz Yisrael, are we actually helping it fulfill its purpose? So in other words, the question of the Meraglim, the question of the Jew, is that doesn't the physical reality have to be respected? And the answer is, of course, it needs to be respected. It needs to be respected. Its purpose needs to be respected. Why it's here needs to be respected. And it's not here to be a separate, distinct entity. It's here to become part of the divine home. So we're trying to make Eretz Yisrael, and we are bothered, we get pushback. That don't push, don't bring Eretz Yisrael everywhere. And our response is, no. It's only here to become Eretz Yisrael. In other words, there aren't two sets of rules. There's just a need for fusion. So this is what the Meraglim ask. So the Umas HaOlam, they come to the Yid, and they similarly ask. And they say, listen, you know, daven, learn, do your thing. But then, when you engage in the worldly matters, so don't bring your godliness here. Don't bring your spirituality over here. Here, there's rules. This is the land of the Shiva Goyim. And they tell us, they say, look in the Torah. The Torah first talks about Bereshis Bara. First, there is the world has its own rules. And after the world has its own rules, then we have already the whole idea of, you know, mitzvahs and Torah mitzvahs and so on. So don't mix the two. Respect nature. Respect the system. But they're missing the point, because the entire purpose of creation is to make the Dira B'Tachtayna. Right. So in other words, they say respect the systems, and what we're saying is this is the system. The system is to machdo Eretz Yisrael. It's all created to fuse with the divine energy, and this is what the pasuk is telling us. Koyach Maisov Higid L'Amay. Hashem gave us. He didn't just tell us what he did. He didn't just tell us that he created. Because if he created, that doesn't mean that creation is here for a deeper purpose. As a matter of fact, that's the Goyim say. They say, he created. These are his rules. Respect the rules of the natural order. Koyach myself. The strength, the purpose, the deeper aspect of creation. Higid li'amar, he told us. Koyach myself. And he related to us. In other words, he gave us this, he told us the secret. He told us what the secret, what's the strength of creation, what makes creation tick. He related it to us. He empowered us with the knowledge of the strength of the purpose of creation. Because only then can we actually transform creation. Do we understand that it's here to serve a deeper purpose? And here, we conclude with a nuance here, this Rashi, that shares with us a deeper aspect of the secret. You see, Rashi begins with a long question. The Torah should have only began from HaKadosh Elohim. Umat na basik bebreishis. Why does it begin? Umat na basik bebreishis. In other words, Rashi is giving us a long question and an answer, because he's trying to tell us something. If you look at the Torah itself, or if you look at the story of creation itself, you look at the world itself, you're going to say, Matan Pasach Bevereshis. Shouldn't Torah, doesn't Yiddishkeit begin out of Chodesh HaZelachem? Doesn't Yiddishkeit begin with the Mitzvah Rishayim? And this question is at the foundation of our service. In other words, when we begin our service, we're faced with the question. We're faced with the challenge. We're faced with the pushback. Why are you here? Shouldn't you be in Parshas Bo? But koyach ma'aseh yigid lama. But this is the secret. On the contrary, at its foundation, at its very beginning, we share the purpose of creation, los islam nachlas goyim, in order that we transform creation. So here we have this foundational Rashi and this foundational Sicha, which is essentially telling us that the entire purpose of creation is to be transformed into a home for the divine. And we must do that in every which way. Not be concerned or afraid of complaints, of being perceived as unethical, of spiritual complaints. Don't we have to respect the natural order? There's only one thing we need to do. We need to make this world, all of it, a dira b'tachtoinim. Hashem told us the secret. Koyach ma'isav, the secret, the strength of creation. Why creation is here, he told us. He related it to us. He empowered us with it. In order that we can make all of creation a home for the divine.